Al, to bring us our first message for the afternoon, a member of our Redlands Church, Mr. Brandon Milner.
Good afternoon and happy Sabbath to everyone. Now, as I look into the lovely crowd that we have here, I can see a very smart group here today. We have professionals from various industries, hardworking blue-collar individuals, and also some college scholars. And if I were to ask everyone a question like, can we as humans learn valuable lessons from animals? Some may think, well, God gave us dominion over every animal created, so how can we possibly learn lessons from them? Sometimes we can think that our animals are dumb, but I beg to differ. God gave humanity these awesome creatures for our good and commanded us to love them and care for them. And why? Because it is good for us. God requires us to take good care of them. And why? Because they belong to Him. We can read in Psalms chapter 50, starting at verse 10, it says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine." I would like to read a little bit of an article that I found written from People magazine, dated December 10th. Of this year, and the title is "Dog Guards Family's Burnt Down Home and Patiently Waits 1 Month for Its Owner to Return." A Northern California woman had the reunion of a lifetime when she returned to the ruins of her home 1 month after campfire blazed through the community and found her dog awaiting her arrival. Her name was Andrea Gaylord, and she told ABC 10 that when she finally made it back to see what was left of her parents' home, she found her dog, Madison, an Anatolian Shepherd mix, patiently sitting on the burnt-down, barren property. And last month, when the fires began to pick up and gain strength, Ms. Gaylord was unable to get to her home and rescue Madison and his doggy brother, Miguel. With strict evacuation orders in place for weeks, Ms. Gaylord was not permitted to return to her community and go search for her pets. Despite the odds being stacked against them, the deadly wildfires destroyed 13,972 residences and killed 85 people, according to CAL FIRE. Now, Ms. Gaylord believed that her dogs had survived and enlisted the help of a local animal rescuer volunteer by the name of Shayla Sylvian. Now, Sylvian eventually found one of the dogs, you know, the brother, Miguel, in Citrus Heights, which is a city about 86 miles south of Paradise, but continued to search for his brother, who Sylvian said on Facebook she would spot, you know, from time to time in the deep canyon. And Sylvian said that she would leave fresh food and water behind on Ms. Gaylord's property in hopes that Madison would eventually return. She even had the idea of placing a piece of clothing that smelled like Ms. Gaylord on the property as a way to attract the dog Madison back as well. So 1 month after evacuating, Ms. Gaylord finally returned to her home to find Madison patiently waiting for her and protecting what was left of their property. Imagine the loyalty of hanging in the worst circumstances and being here waiting, Ms. Gaylord told ABC 10. It was so emotional. You could never ask for a better animal. You really couldn't. So today I would like to explore a couple spiritual concepts that we can learn from the oddest places. Earlier, I proposed the question, can humans learn lessons from animals? I believe that if we can have the hope, the faith, and loyalty that was displayed by this dog, Madison, to our master, it will be good for us in our spiritual walk. Now, I have often thought the words hope and faith were very similar in meaning, because using the Webster's Dictionary, which is suitable, faith can be defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Belief, confidence, and conviction are also words that are used in that definition. And hope is defined as to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or to be true. And these two spiritual characteristics are very important to our Christian walk, and we can read about them. Let us turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, and we can read the short passage on what it says about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, and I will start at verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So if we don't have complete trust or confidence in the promises of our God, then we will not be able to make it out of our trials, and our trials will overtake us. I believe that this dog, Madison, did have complete trust and confidence in her master, and that she would return, because she waited there patiently for her. Now, can any of us imagine the horrors of being in the midst of a wildfire? And amongst the many dangers that that situation would present, it kind of makes me think of a popular hymn that we sing quite often, and the words go, day by day, come what may, God will see us through. Earth may shake and stars may fall, we will stand right through it all. God will see us through. And I believe that these words to be true, because without hope and faith in our Lord, we will not make it through these tough life situations. Now, I also believe that God may have planted another spiritual characteristic into this dog, Madison, that we can learn from, and that is being loyal to one's master. Dogs are often called man's best friend, and I think that is because of their strong loyalty to their masters. Now, our Lord also requires loyalty, and we can read about this in Matthew chapter 6. And I would like to start with verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, and I will start with verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Continuing verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? And I also like the next scripture, 26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of more value than they? Now, we can continue to read throughout the end of this chapter and see all the promises that God has given us. And it says that we should not worry about being fed. We shouldn't worry about being clothed. And we need to have the hope and faith that our God will continue to supply all of our needs and protect us from danger and always be with us. For about a month, this dog stayed loyal to its master, stayed in the area, protecting what was left of their burned-down, barren property, instead of wandering off and trying to fend for itself. It kept the hope and faith that its master would return home to her. And I can believe that these are spiritual characteristics that we possibly can learn something from. So to conclude, we see that spiritual lessons can come from the oddest places. Hope, faith, and loyalty can be found in the actions of a dog in the midst of a wildfire. And when challenging trials come up in our lives, we must remember to pray that God strengthens our hope and strengthens our faith, because without them, we cannot make it through the trials that we may face. May God add a blessing to all on this Sabbath day.